Being wrong, what does it feel like? Definitely doesn't feel right, literally and figuratively. It's something about being wrong as humans that we absolutely hate. But on tonight's episode, I encourage you and require you to start loving the very moments of error. The margin of error has so much adventure, and in tonight's episode, the season finale, grand finale episode of Sentimental Value Podcast, season 3, with me, your host, sincerely Sadrina, is going to deep dive in being wrong and why it's not always the worst thing. Check it out. Welcome back to Sentimental Value Podcast. I am your host, sincerely Sadrina. And if you have not followed Sentimental Value Podcast on all platforms, I need you to stop what you are doing, okay? I need you to stop. I need you to listen. I need you to look. Sentimental Value Podcast is a podcast that reveals more of you to you, not me to you. But I do give you a little of my own personal nuggets paired with pure literature. Great literature that helps us break down what life is really about, right? We always say life is a movie. The best movies come from books and the best books come from real life experiences, okay? So make sure you follow us on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, follow us on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, anywhere that you stream your podcast, I suggest you start streaming this podcast because one, we're going to be the number one show in the world. We're speaking that prophetically, but then we're also allowing you to meet you and see you and hear you and feel you because you matter here at Sentimental Value Podcast. So on tonight's episode, we are diving into a book that literally jumped off of the shelf into my hands. Okay. So I was at a thrift store, a secondhand store, whatever you want to call it, right? Humble beginnings. I never forgot where I came from. So even though I have the choice to shop in particular maisons and boutiques, right? I still choose to go to the thrift store every now and again. Okay. Catch me in your nearest Dollar Tree. Okay. Because I think it's very important to go to those places because you get priceless experiences and priceless conversations, and you meet people from all over that have great stories. So as I was in, I think it was Goodwill, and I just went in there. I think I was dropping some things off, actually. I was dropping some things off, and I chose to just take a peek in, and I went instantly to the book portion, the book section, and this book was laying there. And when I saw it from the side and I said, I saw the target, right? I saw the target. And then I said, being wrong. And instantly, when people hear you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that can't be right, that's not right. We don't like that as humans. But the human experience is about getting a lot of things wrong. The human experience is about not always being right. Right. So with that being said, I picked up the book. And what really stuck out to me was the subtitle, which says Adventures in the Margin of Error. Right. That margin of error, that spectrum of what you think is right and what's definitely wrong. Right. It's so much adventure there. Right. And a lot of us want to skip over it. You know how they always say the blessing is in, you know, the journey, not just the destination. It's that margin of error and really figuring out what we thought was right wasn't really right. And maybe sometimes what we think is wrong isn't as wrong as it may seem or as it may feel or as we may believe it to be so. So again, when I saw this book, I was like, Now again, here at Sentimental Value Podcast, we cover literature. We cover literature. We love a good book. So if you don't already have a book from my book club, please make sure you click the link in bio. I have an Amazon book club, and we have all of the books from all seasons of Sentimental Value Podcast. It's very important that you read, people. You read. Even though I'm breaking down the book from my perspective, the beauty of a book, it allows your imagination and your perspective to run wild, okay? So please make sure that if you have never purchased the book, working backwards, right, in that adventure, I need you to start with this book and then go all the way back to season one, because this book really, to me, brought it all the way home. And the reason why I wanted to end with this book, as you know, the previous episode was on daring to lead, right? And a part of leadership is getting it wrong. That's one of the best parts of leadership, right? Because within that margin of error, right, whether it was you directly individualized or your team collectively, collaboratively, that margin of error grows you closer. It's the moments when you are wrong that allow you to see the right in particular scenarios, right? I'm a big person, a big believer of thinking and actually knowing that you should never be hard on the person, you're hard on the problem. You go soft on the person and you go hard on the problem, right? The problem is we think the problem is people, and the problem is not people. The people are the solution. Right? The problem is not always something that we can avoid. Actually, we have to meet a lot of problems in order to meet a lot of answers. And again, when I saw this book, it was so personal for me because I used to always be the type of person, right, to take it personal when I was wrong. I still sometimes take it personal when other people are wrong. How dare you? Like, how dare you? Right? So starting here and working back, first episode of Sentimental Value Podcast, the piece of literature I covered was The Four Agreements. If you've never read it, you should read it. But one of the four agreements is don't take it personal. Okay? Don't take it personal. Shout out to Monica. Don't take it personal. Right? Because at the end of the day, it's not about you. And when you start realizing it's never about you, you'll start not taking it personal when you're wrong or when other people are wrong. Right? So again, the title, Being Wrong. I'm like, what type of book is this? Oh, I pick it up. It's like The Adventures in the Margin of Error. It's like, okay, I don't really like the gray area, right? It's black, it's white, but the gray area is what colors us. It's what colors us, right? And the gray area allows us to really understand our differences and how they work in our favor. Our mistakes work in our favor. Our errors and our, you know, problems, they work in our favor every time. I guarantee you, if you thought you knew what right looks like until you read this book, you will never understand it, because you don't know what right looks like until you understand what wrong feels like. And again, going back to the author, we shout out the authors, Miss Catherine Schultz. Ciao, Bella, baby. I saw your speech at Harvard bookstore. I was loving it. And I really love the fact that you infiltrated a lot of collegiate atmospheres, right? A lot of business schools to really explore the margin of error, because it's something, especially in the collegiate space, when people study like the maths and the science, you don't want errors, right? Errors is like, oh my God, that's a terrible thing. I think the errors is what allows for a lot more research, right? A theory is not always a fact. A theory is just something that just kept working or worked for quite a bit of time, but it doesn't really make it a fact because there's some type of margin of error there. And people continuously research and dig deeper because that's the exploration in us, right? That's the curiosity in us. And again, when I looked up Miss Catherine, I was like, okay, she gets it. She gets it because she understands that before we even judge other people to tell them that they're wrong, here at Sentimental Value, you discover more of you, right? A lot of us deem things outwardly wrong because there's internally something wrong. And when things feel wrong, when things have gone wrong, we think that's to our detriment. And that's when the adventure starts. So on tonight's episode, we're deep digging and diving into this. But before we get into this, let's get into a few other things. I'll see you back soon.
Bold means owning your power. It's also radiating a certain strength and also inspiring others to do the same. To me, it is not just a word. It is literally a lifestyle, a mindset, and also a commitment to always striving for greatness while staying true to who you are. My goal is basically to redefine what it means to be comfortable and stylish. I want to add that extra touch of flair. I want this collection to pretty much serve as a reminder to women that they can dominate their day no matter where they are or what they're doing. It's about creating pieces that transition seamlessly daily from a workout to a work day, to the airport, going out for a casual walk or restaurant, all while boosting confidence and celebrating their inner bold boss. This collection is just the beginning of building a community of women who live life while looking good.
All right, guys. So please, 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 if you haven't already, please be sure to follow Sentimental Value Pod on Instagram. I am coming to a city near you, a city near you. We're going to be everywhere because mistakes and problems and errors are everywhere, and humans that need help, even myself, are everywhere. And I need you. You need me. We need each other. And I'm going to meet you exactly where you are in your city and your state. And I really do hope that you guys really get out of it what I anticipate that I will get out of it, because connectivity is key. So back to the book. Being Wrong by Miss Catherine Schultz. Wrong choices will always put us on the right path. And I know people don't want to believe that, right? A lot of us feel like, you know, I made a wrong decision. I made a wrong decision. I just told the editor, right? You make a lot of mistakes, but you have no regrets. You make a lot of mistakes, but you have no regrets, because you have to understand that your wrong choices will teach you the right lessons. It's not until things go off that you really get on, that things start to turn on and they start to turn up. And also a little nugget that I took out of doing a little bit more research, even beyond the book, because I think this is a topic that could be its own podcast within itself, which is, being wrong is something that we don't like, because when we make a mistake, we start to believe that we are our mistakes. And you aren't. You aren't the bad decisions that you made, right? Now, you will become what you do with the sum of those mistakes, right? So when you think about making a mistake, it's a powerful opportunity to learn. And it's so much power and opportunity in any area that allows you to learn, but it's not until you learn that you will even make a mistake. No one comes into this world knowing everything. No one walks into a class, into a room, on a stage knowing everything. You make the mistakes, and you keep making the mistakes until you perfect it, right? And I think that being wrong is such a good thing, because it's good for your growth. And I know people don't like to hear that, because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good being wrong. That's why, going back to elementary school, a lot of people, a lot of kids, a lot of students, even a lot of adults still till today don't raise their hand to answer a question, not because they fear not getting it right. They just fear being wrong in front of people. And it's only when you're wrong in front of people, especially the right people, that you actually learn. Because if you don't speak it out loud for other people to hear and correct you, you never grow. And I also think what will help you let go of the idea that being wrong is like a detriment is when you understand that those who correct you do care for you. Those who correct you, they care for you. And when you think that you're above correction, is when you start to not care for yourself, okay? So let's get into some definitions, okay? What is a mistake? What is a mistake, right? We make a lot of them, right? Like small, big, but what are they? A mistake is defined as a wrong action or statement, proceeding from faulty judgment, inadequate knowledge, or inattention. The best part was the last part for me, inattention. Inadequate knowledge hits too, okay? A lot of the mistakes that we make as humans, we always think is rooted in our judgment, but sometimes it's just rooted in innocent ignorance. You can't do what you don't know. You can't say what you don't know, right? So a lot of it is a lack of knowledge, and that's why you have to jump out of the window and be wrong so you can get right, right? The wrong comes before the right. But inattention is a big one, right? Because a lot of people make mistakes by just not paying attention. Just not paying attention. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow because a lot of people think they make a mistake by being too zoned in. Sometimes you make a mistake by just being too like zoned out. By not actually caring to laser focus in on something. A lot of the mistakes come from you not locking in and becoming linear with what you want, what you see for yourself, what you believe about yourself, right? A lot of us wrong each other from the gate. We wrong ourselves straight out of the gate, right out of the door, because we don't even care to really pay it attention. You know you have a soft skill that could exacerbate into a hard skill, right? You know that you have passion that could maybe propel you to be able to study in a particular industry. You know that you have a particular way of doing something that could benefit a corporation, but you are so scared that, yeah, I know a little bit, but I don't know enough. Well, you're not going to get to know enough until you make enough mistakes. Also, the author, Catherine, defines being wrong loosely as a deviation from the external reality. When something doesn't fit what we think is true, when something doesn't pan out the way in which we anticipate, right? A lot of the times we label that as being wrong. And the beauty about the universe that I love so much is a lot of the things that we think went wrong went perfectly right, right? I always say rejection is protection, right? All things work for your good. And I hate to tell you, sometimes you have to make a few left turns in order to get that right turn. Sometimes some things are going to have to fall apart for them to fall together. Sometimes you're going to have to get it wrong a few times in order for you to get it right. And I know that's scary because we don't like that, but I would suggest that you start loving yourself more, to trust yourself more, that even when you make the wrong choice, right, you make a mistake, right, that's not your doom. Right? That is not going to be your immediate death. Now, can certain mistakes lead you down a path? Yes. But it's quite rare that one thing is isolated. Most things are a continuous journey of continuously doing the wrong thing or making the wrong mistake, right? Because you just don't want to admit that you're wrong. You don't want to see that it's not right. And I do believe that those that highlight your mistake don't always do it to hurt your feelings. They do it to correct your vision. They do it to help you be better, to help you become. A part of becoming is the era. So let's get into a few quotes. Oscar Wilde, we've quoted him a few times here. Oscar Wilde is quoted, "Experience is the name that we give our mistakes." You know what I love about when you're interviewing? And interviewing is not always a job. When you meet a new friend, when you're dating, those are interviews, okay? When you're interviewing and getting to know someone and someone's getting to know you and everyone is buying everyone, everyone buys into you. They buy into your story. They buy into your vision, your life. When people always talk about experience, the bulk of experience are mistakes. Most people's experiences are not a sum of just apples and roses and candy. Like a lot of experience for a human are mistakes and are errors. And the beauty of experience, and this is why people love people that have wide, vast experiences. This is why people who have a lot of experience on their resume get a job, right? Even if they didn't have a particular performance, is because we'll take the person who knows what not to do because of the mistakes that they made before we take the person that thinks that they know everything and everything is going to be right. We will take the person who knows what mistakes not to make before we take the person who thinks that they know the right decision to make. Because what works for one thing doesn't work for all things. What works for one person isn't going to work for every person. But typically, if you know what not to do, you're in a better space to know what to do versus if you feel like you always know it all, right? I know the right thing. This is the right thing. This is the right way. Not necessarily. Henry Ford is quoted, "Even a mistake may turn out to be the one thing necessary for your achievement." Even the mistake will turn out to be the one thing that is necessary. The cool thing about when you make a mistake, when you make a mistake that really hits home, right? In the book, Catherine mentions the heartbreak. There's a heartbreak that's attached to being wrong, and it's the heartbreak that changes us. It's the heartbreak that really, like, it pushes you to really get it right, right? But I get it. It doesn't feel good. And you guys know my favorite quote, quoting yours truly, "Your feelings are valid, but your feelings aren't facts." Think about it. Would we really be a company if we didn't have merch? Yes, we would, but we love merch over here. At Sentimental Value Podcast, obviously, I'm giving you guys books. I'm giving you guys life experiences and lectures and lessons. But now I want to give you a few products. So if you are someone that loves to take notes, be sure to check out our link below. The QR code is going to lead you to all of the merch, okay? We have notebooks. We have pens. We have cups, okay? So whether you are drinking your water, your coffee, or whatever else you're sipping on, please be sure to check out our merch. And if you really like what you see and you want to see who you want to become, align with the brand, and I'll see you soon. Bye. James Joyce is quoted, "Mistakes are the portals of discovery." Discovery. When someone goes on a journey, right, to discover, right? Let's not even think broad. Let's just think, if you jump in a car and you say, "I'm just going to drive," probably going to make a few wrong turns, get off on a few wrong exits. If you set sail, right, you might have to realize upon sailing for miles and miles out, probably wasn't the best day to set sail. Let's kind of reroute, right? When you think of a portal is something you have to go through, right? One, that's scary. Most people don't like portals because it's scary. You don't know what's on the other side. You hope to know, but you don't know because most people don't get the opportunity to even get to them. Most people don't get the opportunity to go through them, right? Mistakes are actually something that we can all experience, and we do, but we run from them when really we should be running towards them, right? I'm a firm believer you need to fail often, you need to fail fast, you need to fail forward. If you think that you're going to get to the place in which you want to be, especially if you are someone who has a very big goal, a very big dream, a very big vision, I hope you are ready to make very big mistakes. I hope you know that you're going to run into quite a few errors, right? And there are definitely going to be times where you just get it wrong, where you just get it wrong. And that's okay, because that is what puts you in another category. Most entrepreneurs, they fail a lot in the beginning. Some of the very brands that you guys love and adore, You would be shocked if you knew how many times they went bankrupt before it worked. Some of your best visionaries that you love so much and that we quote, you would be startled if you knew everything they had to go through. And that's why some people don't make it. Not because they can't, it's because they won't, because they don't know how to push past when it doesn't work. They don't know how to push past when it doesn't go right. And just because it didn't go right doesn't automatically make you wrong. Just because it was wrong doesn't mean that you're wrong. Just because you could be wrong in an instance doesn't mean that you're forever wrong. You'll never get it right. You have to look at things from a different perspective. And again, mistakes are the portals to discovery. When you are discovering something, untapped territory, when you're discovering something that has never been done before, you're going to make a few mistakes, right? And here's the crazy part about it, especially within research, right? What goes wrong for you might actually go right for someone else. That's why I'm a firm believer of you don't trash every idea. You do not trash every idea. Everything has a season and a reason. Right? So just because this was a mistake in this season, this could be the answer in that season. And that's why assessment is so important. Assessment is so important because sometimes even in real time, what looks like a mistake, what looks like the problem is actually the solution. The problem is how you're looking at it. And most importantly, how you're taking things, right? How you're consuming and assuming things. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's so true. The last quote by Scott Adams, and this one is like a favorite of mine. Creativity is allowing yourself to make mistakes. Art is knowing which ones to keep. Again, why are you trashing everything that didn't work? There's an art form of knowing which mistakes could work in your favor? Which mistakes had to happen for you to get to certain moments? It's a hard pill to swallow, and I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it. But even in the book, when she explored, like, the adventures of the Margin of Error says, okay, I thought it was supposed to be like this. It didn't go like this. Most people don't even get over here. Most people don't even get to the other side of the spectrum because most people stop when they figure out that they're not right because it's rooted in your ego. It's rooted in your ego. Your ego tells you, I'm always right. I'm right. They're wrong. I'm right. They're wrong. Right? Most of the things that you think you're right about, it was someone wrong that taught you that. It was someone who had a wrong mentality, a wrong state of mind, a wrong headspace, a wrong heart space that taught you what you even believe to be right. And because it's attached to people that you could never deem as wrong, right? I think that's also another level of humanity that really hurts us is when a person that we put in the right category does something wrong, it devastates us. It devastates us. But they're human too. And a human is nothing but a walking form of error. That's it. That's it. And our ego tells us, oh, I couldn't be wrong. Oh, I'm never wrong. Believe me, I used to be that type of person. I used to think I was never wrong. Now, I'm the first person to say, I don't know. I could be wrong. Like, I'm the first person to admit that I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Right? Because I also have learned to explore my margin of error and understand that that's a part of my self-discovery. It's realizing, no, like Sejrina isn't always going to get it right. What was right for Sejrina in 2016, I can't take that into 2026. Right? It's the levels of really understanding just because this is wrong doesn't mean I'm wrong. And then I'll also say this, and the ego and the pride, oh Lord, the ego and the pride is going to eat us up every time as humans. Like, you have to understand that when someone even does wrong, when you do wrong, that isolated action is not who you are or they are in totality. And I know that's hard to swallow because especially when we feel like someone has wronged us, we just feel like throw the whole person away, like just throw the whole experience away, then throw you away right next to it. Throw you in the dumpster right next to it. Because unfortunately, right, in all relationships and not just in another person, right? I love when people always say, oh, marriage is always just a sum of forgiving someone. A lot of people can't forgive their partner, their friend, their family member, their colleague, because you don't even know how to forgive yourself. You don't even know how to sit with yourself when you're wrong and really assess that. So when you're quick to jump ship and abandon other people when they're wrong, because that's what you do to you. When you deflect and you kind of maneuver around things, when other people are trying to tell you what's right and show you what's right, that's what you do to you. A lot of us don't want to sometimes even get it right because then we have to admit when we were wrong. And a lot of people don't like being wrong because they have wrapped so much of their identity into knowing it all and having it all and knowing what rights looks like and doing the right thing and being the right person. You're not always going to get it right. And you, when you release yourself from that shackle, like literally it's holding you in bondage. It's holding and it's keeping you in error. It's keeping you, you get on the other side of right when you realize like, yeah, you know what? I was wrong. And that, and the day you admit that will be the first day you will actually be right. Like, you know what? I was wrong. I was in the wrong. Again, going back to the analogy, most people aren't going to raise their hand and answer the question, not because they could be wrong. They don't want to be wrong in front of other people. Going back to leadership, right? Going back to the 1%, the person that self-sacrifices for the group, the person that, you know, when they always say, ask a question, because the very question that you're scared to ask is probably the question that the whole room has. So then you're counting yourself out thinking I'm about to look dumb in front of everyone in the room because I didn't have it right. Actually, you looked like the smartest person in the room to even just see if you had it right. And then to challenge yourself to be wrong in front of an audience. The audience respects that more. Just because you're right doesn't mean that that equates to you getting respect. That's why when people are on the wrong side of history, right? Like when people are on the wrong side of things, you want to know why sometimes the public is more receptive to that. It's because even if that person naively thinks that they're right, individualized, but we know as the masses that they are wrong, it's the courage, right? It's just the courage and the faith to really believe, like, not that I couldn't be wrong, but you know what? Even if I am wrong, I believe this is what right looks like and feels like to me. People respect that a little bit more. People respect the person that will make the mistake. People respect the person that can admit I was wrong. People will never respect the person that thinks that they have it right. The person that thinks that they just know it all and never makes a mistake. The person that never makes a mistake can never be the teacher. Think about that. Okay, so we have came to the end, right? And I want to leave you with, on tonight's episode, 5 lessons of error. Okay. Whew, let's get comfortable, you guys. Let's talk. Let's chat. The cool thing about doing a show, right, is you get to share your thoughts, right? The daring thing about having a show, everyone doesn't think like you, right? So you could think your thoughts are right and they're wrong, right? The courageous thing about having a show, right, whether you tape in private or you have a live audience, is that there could be margins of error, right? The funny thing, and I'm going to unveil, right, really quickly with you guys. The funny thing is, and I had this conversation with the team maybe yesterday. it's very rare that I make a mistake when I'm filming, right? And I really believe God is on my side in front of the camera, because I done made a lot of mistakes behind the camera and with the camera not being around, to where it has allowed me to be able to assist you guys. But when I tell you, and this goes back to, it's all about the mind, right? Some of these lessons of error, and I might give you guys more than five. I might throw in an extra one or two. Because an error for me right now is that I could barely breathe. Okay? So shout out to the audio listeners. I know I don't sound like myself, okay? But I am not feeling well, okay? And when I tell you, I was like pulling it together the last few days of being like, okay, I have to finish this. I have to finish this, right? And if you guys know me, you know, again, I'm still suffering from that perfectionism, right? Nothing will ever be perfect, but it'll all be worth it, right? One, I write down a quote every day, right? So I write down my affirmations, right? But I write down a quote every day. And today's quote was, push through because it's necessary to be present. And for me, today would have meant something different 5 years ago or 10 years ago, right? Because I would have taken the bodily, right, like response of me not feeling so well, me having a stuffy nose, right, me having a little bit of a sore throat, of thinking that that's an error, right? And really the only mistake would have been not showing up today. You cannot be afraid to show up when you don't know how it's gonna go. A lot of our hesitation in making a mistake comes from us wanting to believe that mistakes don't happen, that error does not happen. And sometimes that's the one thing that's guaranteed that's gonna happen. Something's gonna happen. It's always something. It's always something. Understand that something might be your specialty, right? So someone else who maybe didn't feel so good and couldn't make it to class today, someone who didn't feel so good and still had to show up for work, someone who didn't feel good today and still had to be present for someone else, please understand that the only mistake would have been not showing up for not just another person, but for yourself, right? So for me, a lesson in error for me was really understanding that the adventures and all the mistakes that I made of feeling like, well, this couldn't be the way in which I wanted, or this doesn't look a particular way, or this is not going a particular way. The mistake that I made was not pushing through, right? So let's get into some lessons of error. Number one, humility. Humility says, I'm a human. My favorite thing to tell people, I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl. And I'm a sick girl. I'm just a girl. Humility says we're human. Things are going to happen, right? They happen for us, not to us. Number two, openness, vulnerability. Until you can really, almost like a hard-boiled egg, until you could crack it open, right, and let it all spill out, the only mistake is holding it in. You have to open up. You have to open up. You have to let people in. You have to let people help you. A lot of your mistakes come from you not allowing someone to help you, because you're so afraid of someone helping you and making a mistake, you're making the biggest mistake by not helping you help you. You have to be open to, one, you showing up and allowing other people to show up and be present. You have to be open to the fact of, you know what? if I do it by myself, I could try to make it seem like everything will be right. But I also have to be open to the more people I add in, it could be a few more mistakes that's made. But that is lessons for all of us together. Number three, knowledge. Knowledge. Without the mistake, we don't know. What we don't know from, we don't grow from. Like, so you have to make the mistake so you get a little bit wiser. So you get a little bit sharper. I know it doesn't feel good when it doesn't go right. I know it doesn't feel good. I know it doesn't feel good. But most of the things that are good for you don't feel good to you. I know it doesn't sound good to you right now, but it's good for you. A lot of the things that you need are not going to feel great. And a lot of the things that you don't need, you think feel so good and they're not good for you. Four, a lesson of error is resiliency. What does it mean to be resilient? What it means to be resilient says, I have pushed through, I push back. Resiliency says, I made a mistake on Monday, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to do it again. If I make a mistake on Tuesday, I trust and believe I'll get it right by Wednesday. If I don't get it right by Wednesday, at least I know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what I shouldn't do for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Resiliency. A lot of you, when you make a mistake, you just give up. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop. A lot of you stop when it goes wrong. I need you to keep going. I need you to press play. And I need you to keep going. A lot of you feel like the world is over when it doesn't work out. What if I told you the world begins right when it doesn't work out? But you don't believe that. And you don't believe that because you believe that you are the mistake. No, who you are will be a sum of the mistakes because you'll have the knowledge to understand the art of making it work for you, making it work for you, helping it work for other people. That's why people work for other people. Resiliency says you will not give up. And you can't. And you shouldn't, okay? Five, adaptability. Can you adapt? Can you adapt? A lot of you can't push through mistakes because you don't know how to adapt. You've built, almost like a little Sims world, Sims character. You've built, okay, this is what right looks like. And as soon as right doesn't go right, you don't know how to adapt. People that adapt are always people that prevail. People that adapt are always the people that other people will always look to for assistance and for elevation. People who adapt have a particular skill that goes beyond anything that they could ever show you. When you observe people who know how to adapt, it's a mind-blowing thing, right? Because you could see someone who is amazing in one field, in one room, in one industry, in one way. You take that person out of that environment and you put them over here and they show up the same way, that's magic. That's magic. Most people don't have that. Why? Because most people are thermostats. Most people are thermostats that have adaptability. They set the temperature. Other people are thermometers. They're just going to take the temperature of the room. So the room is this way. I'm going to be this way. Well, if you always do that in every room, then you become the room that you're in. And then when you take you out of that room, it won't make sense. The adaptability will really allow you, going back to leadership, right? Managers manage one area of the company. Leaders umbrella over the whole company. Okay? A leader has adaptability. A leader, that's why great leaders can take one idea and they can flip it so many different ways. You know this brand from this product, then they start doing this product, then they start doing this service, and they start doing this. They go from this industry because they have adaptability. And adaptability can only occur at the core of who you are. and then that blanket. But again, if you're afraid to make the mistake, you'll never understand how to adapt and what works where. I'm going to give you guys a couple of extra ones. Number 6, a lesson in error is that it strengthens relationships. When someone can admit to you that they're wrong, when someone can be told that they're wrong and they don't flip out, that strengthens. That strengthens the bond. It strengthens the bond beyond belief. When two people can make a mistake together and not hold it against each other, it strengthens. It strengthens. When one person can watch another person make a mistake that they tried to warn them about, and then when it's clear that they made a mistake and the other person that did the warning doesn't abandon them, strengthens the relationship. When someone else in close proximity does not bill it to someone, as in, you made this mistake, this mistake, this mistake, so you are this, this, and this, that strengthens the relationship. A lot of people don't have strong relationships because you don't know how to learn from errors and mistakes. A lot of people can't keep strong relationships because they don't know what to do with errors and mistakes. That's a heavy one, so I should leave y'all on this one, but we'll end on a lighter note. The last lesson of error, last but not least, ignites innovation. When it doesn't go right, that means you have to come up with a new plan. You know, my favorite thing to watch is going back to the plays. Let's say someone has a method, right? We love a good method to the madness. Let's say someone has a method and it typically always works, going back to theory. And the moment it doesn't work, to watch how people spiral and unravel is comical. When you can rest in not just your mistakes, but the margin of error and taking the adventures as they are and as they come, right? A lot of people lack innovation because they want the road that is most traveled. Innovation says it has not showed up. It is not here, right? Innovation requires it to ignite. When you think that you know this is right, this is the right thing to do, this is the right thing to do, and then the right thing to do is actually the wrong thing to do in this particular predicament, it will ignite your innovation to say, well, you know what? Maybe we should do it like this. And why that is such a big lesson is because when people start thinking, well, maybe we can do this or maybe we can do that, that's why think tanks are so good. That's why people who have the creative ability to curate something is a different type of person, because there is an adventure within the margin of error that says, you know what, this has never been done before, but you know what? Let's just try it, right? The only mistake is not trying at all. The only failure is not doing it at all, right? It all leads into the experiences. There is a lesson in your error. So I encourage you right here, right now, if you made a mistake, maybe you said the wrong thing. Maybe you did the wrong thing. Maybe you chose a job that you knew wasn't really your passion, right? Maybe you did the wrong activity for a little bit of money, right? Maybe you went somewhere you had no business going. Maybe you got into a relationship with someone that you knew you had no business being with. Maybe you forgave someone and dismissed something that you know was against your moral values, right? Maybe you know deep, 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 deep down inside that you struggle with accountability and humility of admitting when you're wrong. So you'll die on that hill. I really want you to take the time, right? Meeting you where you are, take this time to really forgive yourself. Because I think we struggle with error and mistakes because we don't know how to forgive ourselves. And it's hard for us to forgive other people when we feel like they have done wrong because we feel wrong and we don't feel right. And I know that I believe as a people, when we really start exploring what being wrong really is and how sometimes being wrong is actually hitting the target, right? Because it allows us to implode and really address particular things. And until we address it, we can't change it. And for us to change it is going to require for us to change ourselves. We are the it. Literally, you are the it. You are the clown. You are the nightmare. You are some. When they say we are our worst critics and worst nightmares, that is not a figure of speech. It's really not. It's really not. My favorite thing to say when you meet someone and they don't like when people apologize, when they always say, like, why are you always apologizing? Like, why? Yeah, sometimes over-apologizing is a form of, like, your own insecurity sometimes. But I also think the public struggles with accepting apologies. I think apologies make people feel weird. And I think half of that comes from a lot of people haven't been properly apologized to. So you don't know how to accept what you've never seen. And then most people don't apologize because they never think that they're wrong. They may know they're not right, but they don't think that they're wrong. I want you to know, not just because I'm saying it, because I really believe it. Anyone that is here at Sentimental Value Podcast, I thank you. I don't care if you've been here from the first episode or this is your first episode, okay? You are right where you're supposed to be. I don't know if I told you to listen to this. I don't know if a friend sent this to you. I don't know if the algorithm did its job and brought me to you. I hope I'm doing my job in bringing you to you, but I really want you to understand that this is a platform that is going to inspire you and motivate you to go do what you need to do. Go be who you deserve to be, okay? So it doesn't matter what topic I choose. It doesn't matter what book I choose. It doesn't even matter about what I'm saying, right? I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel. I'm letting them use me because Lord knows everybody else did. Okay? So I'm allowing you to really see I'm definitely different, but I'm not special. If I can do it, you can do it, right? And I encourage you that whatever it is on your to-do for the new year, that you do it. And I want you to do it innately. I want you to do it with tenacity. I want you to do it with passion. I want you to do it with purpose. I want you to do it unapologetically. I want you to do you. I want you to be you. I want you to be your authentic self. I want you to show up and take space. I want you to stop thinking that everyone is out to get you and realize that you are your own hero. Who cares if no one comes to save you? You don't need saving, right? Some of the very things we want to be saved from are the very things that we need to be in so we can help someone else out of. Sometimes you aren't the person that's supposed to be saved. Actually, you might be someone else's savior. That's why you got to deep dive into your experiences, right? It's a sum. Experiences, information, it's a currency. I want you rich with the knowledge. I want you rich with the spirit. I want you rich with everything that your heart desires, because if it's in your head, it can be in front of you, but you have to get in front of you and really start to have those conversations with yourself and say, you know what? I mean it. And I deserve it. Sincerely.